Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play new music from singer Aaron Neville. We also tell about an effort in California to build friendships between young Muslims and Jews. But first, we tell about a businessman who is providing free services for people in need. Car repairs can be very costly. Such expenses can be especially hard on the unemployed. So, a car repair business in Virginia is doing what it can to help local jobless people keep their vehicles on the road. Faith Lapidus has more.
Sharon and Jean Ward are disabled and cannot work as a result. They had to leave their home last September because they could not make its rental payments. They ended up living in their automobile. Sharon Ward says it is difficult.
You don't have a place to take a shower. You've got to only carry a certain amount of things with you. And the thing that scares me more than anything is winter and, you know, real cold temperatures coming and snow. And you just don't know what to do. You lose hope.
Her husband agrees.
I try to make sure that we always have gas so we can run the motor for heat.
When their van started making funny noises, the Wards became very upset.
Our car started sounding like a million crickets chirping.
The couple took their vehicle to a repair shop. They were told it would cost more than $300 to fix it. Luckily, the Wards heard about another shop where the price would be much better. W.D. Weigel's Automotive Clinic has 4 shops in Virginia. Mr. Weigel offers free minor repairs to people experiencing money troubles.
Several months ago, given the current state of our economy, I decided to put a sign out on the street that read, "Unemployed, free small repairs so you can make that interview."
Since then, there has been a continual flow of people coming in for help, including Sharon and Jean Ward. Weigel's fixed the van for free.
And they even polished our headlights and gave us the remote control to their TV here and told us watch TV, have something to drink, hot chocolate, coffee.
But the shop did not stop there. W.D. Weigel called a local religious group that helped the Wards find a temporary shelter.
Other people are getting in contact with us, social workers and caseworkers. It's like what I've been trying to do since September is happening within a week.
Mr. Weigel says the experience has been rewarding.
You know, we're not in this for the glory or to promote our business. We're doing this because it's the right thing to do. You know, this is our little way of trying to kickstart our own community economy.
W.D. Weigel hopes other small businesses will also give back to the community, not only getting cars back on the road, but helping people get back on their feet.
Young Muslims and Jews in Los Angeles, California, are making friends with each other in an unusual way. They gather together at meetings set up by a group called New Ground, and they share personal stories to help build new relationships. On this particular evening, a Muslim neurosurgeon explains to the group that he was orphaned as a child. He says he was raised by a Jewish family who insisted that he follow the Islamic faith. A Jewish woman shares childhood memories of her grandparents. They were Holocaust survivors from Eastern Europe. This is all taking place during a storytelling event organized by New Ground. Tanzila Ahmed is a Muslim from Bangladesh. She says the storytelling event helps celebrate the differences in cultures.
It's such a kaleidoscope of stories and colors and different perspectives that when you're able to get narratives from the different communities, you can actually move the community together for a cause.
Edina Lekovic works for a Muslim support group. She says conflict in the Middle East reaches into Los Angeles and can build a wall between the Jewish and Muslim communities. She co-founded New Ground as a way to bring the two communities together.
They know how to engage one another. They have authentic relationships. And at the same time that they're not trapped by what's going on overseas, but instead they're invested more so in what's happening here in Los Angeles.
Each year, 20 young Muslim and Jewish professionals are selected to take part in an interfaith program. The program is aimed at helping them gain the skills, relationships, and contacts necessary to affect how Muslims and Jews relate to each other in the United States. The participants attend two weekend gatherings and meet twice a month from November to June to learn from each other and from community leaders. Rabbi Sarah Bossen is the executive director of New Ground. She says many organizations bring Jews and Christians together, but few exist to connect Jews and Muslims.
That conversation largely hasn't begun. Like, we don't have the vocabulary to sit down at the same table in the same way that the Jewish Christian communities have worked that out over the last 50, 60 years, especially in a post-Holocaust era.
New Jewish member Abby Barash says she has made some good friends through the group.
We've already become so close, and I've only known them for like a month now, so it's become extremely valuable for me.
Actor Amir Abdullah, a Muslim, says differences between the two groups will remain.
No, Muslims and Jews aren't going to agree on everything. Heck, most Muslims aren't even going to agree with each other on everything. But if we're able to share those experiences and share how we feel, we can at least get to understand one another.
New Ground members hope these efforts to build relationships between Muslims and Jews will spread far beyond Los Angeles. The singer Aaron Neville has turned back time in his latest album, My True Story. Neville dug up 12 songs from the 1950s and 60s and recorded them with the help of producers Don Was and Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards. Ted Greenfield plays some of the new old tunes.
In 1964, the group The Drifters recorded Under the Boardwalk. The tune was a hit single, going to number 4 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Many other artists also recorded Under the Boardwalk in the years that followed. Interestingly, among those artists was Keith Richards. He and the Rolling Stones recorded the song in the same year as the Drifters. Aaron Neville says he loved Under the Boardwalk when he was young, but the singer says he did not even know what a boardwalk was. The walkways are found in many seaside communities, but not the city of New Orleans, where he grew up. Aaron Neville says Under the Boardwalk is a song you can do without any instrumental music. The harmony of the voices is all that's needed.
When the sun beats down and burns a tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, is where I'll be.
Some
Aaron Neville is now 72 years old. He says that when he was still a boy, his brother worked at a record store. He would bring new records home. The singer says the song Ting-a-Ling was one of the first single discs he heard. He says he loved everything about the vinyl sound, even the scratchy noise as the needle touched down on the record.
The medicine of your blue when you tap. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. The way they rock and roll and call me angel child. The way they laugh, the way they sing, it makes my heart go tingling. The way they laugh, the way they sing, it makes my heart go tingling. The way they laugh and sing, it makes my heart go tingling.
Critics have praised My True Story. Q Magazine called it a joyful and respectful collection. We leave you with Aaron Neville performing the bouncy 1952 song, Money Honey.
You know the landlord ring my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, peeked through the blind, and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, if you wanna stay here with me. I was cleaned and screened and so hard-pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally reached my baby about a 3:30. She said, I'd like to know what you want with me. She said, money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me.
I'm June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver, with additional reporting by Mike O'Sullivan and Faiza El-Masri. If you have a question about American life, write to us at mosaic@voanews.com and join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Better give me some money if you wanna get